Hello and welcome to episode 65 of the Roaming Reigns Radio Hour, El Paso's best motherfucking podcast. That was a fast intro, wasn't it? I'm well prepared today. Today's Saturday, February 27th, 2021. I'm not sure if it's my brother's birthday. I don't know if it was yesterday or today. Honesty time, but I'm going to text him either way. I always forget, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that sometime during or after this podcast. It is day 329 without social media, 303 days until Christmas. And again, I have here on my post-its, is it my brother's birthday? Question mark. I'm going to text him. So I should start off right off the bat. Because now that we've jettisoned all the dead weight, all the bullshit, all the potato chip, shall we say, the only way to move forward is to change and grow and shed the dead skin. So here we are, much to the chagrin of a lot of people, especially you fucking Edna Mode in Ohio, listening with pen and paper in hand. Edna Mode, you fucking mushroom-headed, haircutted, baron's broad, lazy-eyed. Anyway, I'm still alive. But I wanted to start something off with a bang today. So earlier this week, I heard the following phrase about me. You're not that tall. During a chance encounter, I heard that. You're not that tall. Now, if you would have seen who said this to me, and at the time it just was like, okay, you really just said that? As you exchange pleasantries? All right. So that completely probably offset my opinion of this person. So if they have the audacity to tell me that I'm not that tall, then I guess in retrospect, I should have retorted with, well, you're not that young, you're not that pretty, you're not that skinny, you're not that good looking, you're not that interesting, you're not that attractive, etc., etc. Your face doesn't look like that without pancake mix, etc., etc., etc. Now, of course, if a man does it to a woman, it's considered shaming or it's considered blah, blah, blah. So I took the slings and arrows as I usually do. And, well, let's just say that looking back in hindsight, and you know that's a crock of shit, the people who say that. Looking back in hindsight, either say one or the other, looking back or in hindsight, or hindsight is 2020 or the slew and myriad of fucking cliches. By the way, hello to all the listeners everywhere, the homies in the east, north, west, south, Europe, Mexico. Coffee bells are ringing. Hello to Nikki in Ireland. Hello to Adam in the Netherlands, if they still listen. Hello to the Parisian listeners and friends. Hello to the Canadian listeners, which probably either they're still hanging on or they're not. It feels like we've lost some listeners, but I'm determined to gain new listeners, including figuring out how to build a website since Anchor just partnered with WordPress. So I will have a website for this podcast up really soon, which I've never done before. I've never built a website, but how hard could it be nowadays? It's 2021. So look forward to that. Maybe we'll change the podcast thumbnail once again. It's going to be March. I like the color green. I feel like it's apropos. I hope you liked that little intro. That was the White Stripes. I went down a rabbit hole of the White Stripes. I saw this YouTube video that got uploaded about a week ago, and it was Jack and Meg, and I thought they were back, but apparently not. The last time I saw Jack White, perform on SNL, he was on his own with a different band, different drummer. So I don't know if the White Stripes are still together. So I saw this and I saw Meg come out and they were doing songs from Get Behind Me, Satan. So an album that came out 15 years ago. But anyway, Meg came out and it always struck my fancy, like a girl drummer in the interviews that they had on the old Conan O'Brien show. And I don't know, I guess they're siblings. They used to say they were married, but they're not. They're siblings. So, yeah. Let's hope that I'm still connected to the internet. According to this, it says that I'm not connected to the internet, but I'm going to keep going, hopefully. Like, what the fuck? Only I would lose internet right now. But anyway, because we're doing it live, folks. We are doing it live. We're going to continue to do it live. What the? Out of range. All right, hold for a second. I'm going to come back and get the fucking router so that I can fucking keep recording. Hold on. I'll be right back. 2 seconds. Damn motherfucking bullshit. I have returned through the power of positivity. I'm going to be optimistic about this. Through this muck and mire and noise and shit. How in the fuck? What's the fucking password? I almost said the fucking password out loud, but I'm not going to. He seriously says that the fucker was out of range. I guess we're back. I guess we're back. We're connected. So now I have to have the router right next to this shit so I can keep recording. Sorry about that minute of dead air, dead weight. I'm sure the Bible Belt listeners will appreciate that moment of silence. So, Alicia and her hubs, anybody else in the Bible thumping states, and the fucking Corn Belt, whatever the fuck they call it, the grasslands, the heartland. Shout out to the homie Amy, California holding it down. Shout out to Alex, Victor, the home dogs up there in Jersey. The New York listeners, whoever they may be. Shout out to the listenership in Canada, Ontario, Ottawa, Canada. I feel like At Our Worst podcast needs to come back. Who else? Brit, Niner, whoever else listens. The new listeners and the old. And so we lost listeners, which is fine. It strengthens my resolve to gain new listeners, which is exactly what I'll make happen. As I always do. Like I said, I already have new listeners coming down the pike. Always, whenever I break the ice with somebody and tell them, oh, by the way, I have a podcast, instinctively they want to hear, because it's like you're giving them the keys to your journal, to your Moleskine journal and shit. But so I was talking about Jack and Meg White. So they're siblings, but they were said to be married. I don't know how the fuck that works. I should check that out here, by the way. I should see if the Whites are married or not. 1 second. According to Google, Meg and Jack White were married before they formed the band. Hmm. Meg and Jack White publicly portrayed themselves as siblings. Of public records emerged in 2001, showing that they were not related. They'd married in 1996, divorced in 2000 before the White Stripes became popular. Okay. Yeah, so they were married. They're not brother and sister. But anyway, so I watched this video on the White Stripes, and I saw Meg come out, and I'm like, are they back? She looks like she hasn't aged, and then lo and behold, the video's from like 15 years ago, so fuck. So there's that, but I like that song. And there's a couple of bangers on this album. This is a 15-year-old album, but I like it. So I was just saying hello to all the listeners in Spain, Argentina and Spain, which I've always got a kick out of that. It's like, your name's Argentina, but you live in Spain. And of course, the listenership in Mexico, which I wish to fucking God, Las Hormigas, I wish they would listen more in Mexico. Maybe I'll get some new listeners in Mexico. And of course, the listeners in town, the listeners in New Mexico and Arizona, wherever, Califas, orale. So yeah, you're not that tall. Well, you're not that skinny. Yeah, by the way, 5'11" and a half is not that tall. The balls to say something like that. Fuck you. That's all I got to say about that. I've been pretty mellow and pretty back to normal now that my mom has been back home, and after a couple visits to doctor's offices this week and finding out that her neurological tests were fine and her blood pressure is back down to normal, thankfully. So just picking up more of the slack, taking care of more business and reminding her to do less seems to work wonders. So I hate doing that on mic, but since I can't edit, I'm going to leave that in. Okay, so a lot of decaf coffee this week, a lot of getting up early every single day of the week to go get school lunches. I've fallen back into that routine. What else? The gas prices in Texas are outrageous. Snowpocalypse took its toll. Man, it's fine. It's 250 a gallon. Who cares? I don't even drive that much, so it doesn't bother me. What else happened? So, losing listeners, does that hurt? No, it doesn't. Losing distractions doesn't hurt either, because I just finished two books this week. I finished Cormac McCarthy's The Road just last night, and 2 days before that, I finished The Hollow Ones. And I enjoyed both books, so if you're on Goodreads, look me up. So there's that. I don't know what I should get my brother for his birthday. Who knows? I haven't had him on this in a while. I don't think he's a fan of being on a podcast. I guess he'll listen to Joe Rogan or some shit. I don't know why, but I don't know if he'll want to do this podcast. But anyway, I've been keeping sane and mellow thanks to the power of yoga and my favorite yogi, Yoga with Adrian. Adrian Mishler from Austin, of course, on YouTube. And also the music of Bob Marley and the Wailers. I've been checking out digital music from the public library system, which, again, if you didn't know that you could do that, you can. So the Bob Marley stuff has been mellowing me out, whereas before, like a drive or a chore or an errand would irk me to no end, the Bob Marley stuff has mellowed me out. I just didn't understand for the longest time watching I Am Legend, and I watched I Am Legend twice this month, and never understood why the Will Smith character, Bob Neville, I just fucking love the way he says it, like, to make you believe that that's really his name, but there's no fucking way in any universe he would be named Bob Robert Neville. My name's Bob Neville, so every time I watch I Am Legend, I make a quip to myself, my name Bob Neville, whenever he's doing the radio broadcast, when he goes out to the pier and broadcasts a message so that anyone in that universe who's alive can find my name Bob Neville. So anyway, so he listens to a lot of Bob Marley in that movie. He plays a couple songs in the beginning and then at the end before the movie ends. If you haven't seen it, if you have, he helps this nurse from Argentina or somewhere in South America and this kid escape. He keeps all like the dark seekers, all the fucking monsters there in the house, blows it up and they escape and blah, blah, blah. Plus he gives them the cure. It's his blood. So he plays a couple songs for this nurse who saves his life in the movie. And one of them is Stir It Up. And the other one is Three Little Birds. So on the strength of those songs, I was like, I'm going to check out some Bob Marley. And I'm not a degenerate fucking stoner. I don't vape. I don't fucking CBD. I don't do any of that shit. By the way, I've officially gone over a year so of being sober. And again, been tempted to drink, but no. The hardest shit I'll drink is what I'm drinking now. My coffee, my caffeine. I don't need the crutch of vape or CBD. I mean, prescription drugs, if you need them for your mental health, cool. But I'm not going to take fucking... I'm not going to drink for a while. I'm not going to take... I could have been drunk and high this whole fucking time. But I didn't. Oh, by the way, I have some big, big news for the end of this episode. So just remind me. But... So yeah, I've been sober over a year now. It's been about a week. And I feel pretty good. I don't miss it. I'm saving a lot of money not drinking or buying smoke. Like, I don't recognize myself being drunk or high or smoking cigarettes or whatever. I just don't. I guess the hardest shit I eat nowadays is, like, a bowl of ice cream sporadically or a donut or some Ferrero Rocher. Those fancy chocolates, those hazelnut chocolates. That's about as addictive a substance as I'll consume. Like, I'll share one with my niece, or she'll share one of those with me, so. But yes, this whole week has been about more cleaning up the bunker even more, getting rid of more shit, making more room, making more space. So you could not believe how much shit my sisters were piling up here. It's ridiculous. This hoarder mentality's got to stop, and I'm the one to do it. Fucking Fast and the Furious out there. Now we got dirt bikers and quad riders riding through the neighborhood here. I saw those motherfuckers last night. Last night was weird walking, man. Like, a lot of fucking sheriff's police presence where there's never been in about a year and change of me walking out there where I do. No cops. Except for the one that stopped when I was in my car last year. Motherfucker. But now, since the new McMansions are going up, of course, I don't want vandalism and graffiti. Motherfuckers don't know how much depravity's gone on out there. Fireworks, littering, illegal dumping, etc. By the way, on my recent walks this week, I saw a dead... Might have been a robin or a cardinal. It might be a cardinal, since, or a red-breasted robin, or whatever the fuck kind of bird it was. Dead on the sidewalk for a couple days, and it was like whole and stiff. It wasn't like ripped to shreds by a cat or anything. It either crashed into a wall or fell off a tree or something, but it was full sized. It wasn't a baby, so it was a dead boy. Dead, I want to say cardinal, and no, I didn't take a picture of it. I don't need to do that. I may include, though, a picture of my view from this week's walk, though, and haven't missed a day walking, so that feels good. The weather's been good. No snowpocalypse here, no busted pipes, no exorbitant electricity prices, since Texas has its own grid. And I guess the only thing that went up was the gas bill just a bit, but nothing too bad. So yeah, a lot of weird shit. What else did I see on my walks? Like, one day this week, or probably later last week. Like, I walk a little farther down since I heard this podcast with Ethan Suplee, the actor, and he had Edward Furlong, yes, John Connor from T2, on. He's old, he's like 40-something, so they were talking about, you know, weight loss and working out and stuff during the pandemic, and Ethan Suplee has fucking abs, which is phenomenal, if you know who that is. My name is Earl, the guy, not Earl, but the other guy. Or he was in Mallrats, or he was in Vulgar, or he's been in American History X or whatever. But on his podcast, I listened to him talk to Ed Furlong, and it was really interesting since you don't hear much from Ed Furlong. But so Ethan Suplee says something about changing it up for exercise so that your body doesn't get used to the same thing. So, I mean, I've been walking nonstop, but kind of change it up. Like I go up a little further and then break it up and go up a couple roundabouts more, go up another street or so, and then come back, or, you know, just changing it up. So I went to walk one of these days and did my different loop, my varied loop, and then went to get a decaf because I've been on a decaf kick. I'm probably the only one ordering decafs from this local Starbucks, which is fine. But anyway, and because I like getting like those Starbucks star points. But so I went to get decaf, and on the way back, I saw on the same sidewalk that I'd walked just that very day, there was a figure. It looked like a woman or a girl, somebody sitting on a suitcase, like a rolling suitcase, like the vertical ones with wheels and shit. With the pull-up handle, they're sitting on that fucking suitcase on that sidewalk, leaning up against that brick wall that I just walked maybe a couple hours ago. And it's almost 8 o'clock at night, and it's night. I mean, there's streetlights, but it's dark, so there's no bus stop there, there's nothing. So it was a very awkward spot to see it in, to see someone sitting there at night. They're not a jogger, they're not a walker. I would have recognized them. I think it was a girl. So either she's waiting for someone, running away, or I have no idea. But, and I just freaked myself out looking at the camera on my Chromebook. I haven't put a piece of tape over it again. I don't like being watched after watching that episode of Black Mirror, which, by the way, Black Mirror is not on Netflix anymore, which sucks. I wish I could get those on DVD and watch them, just because I like that series a lot. That was like my nod on the last episode with the little troll emoji that was featured on that same episode about, you know, people going around online and getting trolled and getting made to do shit. Otherwise they'd be like exposed online as, you know, degens or whatever. It was a weird episode, but very timely. Like Charles Brooker, what is it? Charlie Brooker, the creator, the writer, is like a genius as far as technology and the dark side of that is concerned. Of course he had to be Brit, very intelligent, but I could watch those again. I have been watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm up to season 3 now. I got this from the library, by the way, and I fucking couldn't get through Spartacus. I tried to watch Stanley Kubrick's Spartacus. Fuck, man, 3 hours, and I'm usually good about these fucking movies, but I just couldn't. I tried getting through it. Sorry, I'm touching the mic. Tried to get through it like 3 fucking times this week. I had a whole week to watch it. I just couldn't, so I like fucking returned it. The high blood pressure DVD that I checked out for my mom last week was a bunch of bullshit too. It was like this weird yogi named Ronnie Yee or Yang or Wu. I think it was Yee. An Asian with long hair. Doing fucking yoga out at a lake somewhere. It looked like Washington State because you can see like Mount Washington or whatever in the background, whatever the fucking mountain is up there. They're doing yoga at a lake. This guy is wearing like ridiculously short shorts. And this is like from 2007, so it's not even like an old yoga instruction video. But the yoga is like awkward and weird. He's like, put 2 blocks on either side of your thighs and put blankets, and it was awkward. I didn't like their flow. And he was doing yoga with a male and female, like an older, taller gentleman, like more robust. And then there's a blonde, skinny lady who, I guess they're a couple. So you could tell that the weird Asian yogi was being more hands-on with the wife than he was with the other guy. With the guy who's like, well, do this, Michael. And the guy's name was Michael, and the lady's name, I forget, but it's like, Michael, use more blankets or stack your blankets orderly or put your arms on this chair. I'd never done chair yoga where you like lean and put your arms on a fucking chair. Like, that was awkward. So I didn't like it. Plus the guy's shorts were really short, and there was hardly any modesty. Not that I'm focusing in on it, but the way the motherfucker's sitting in, at one point, he almost like, I don't know. He was like having a hard time adjusting his bullshit yoga attire. So I probably brought that back to the library. I don't want to ever fucking see that shit again. I didn't even watch like the Mayo Clinic hypertension recommendations in that DVD. I was like, eh, I'm done with that DVD. I'll just read whatever I need to from the books that I checked out. I do also have podcasting books reserved since I got to figure out how to get more listeners, how to bring them in. Well, I know how to bring them in. It's like I got to put myself out there, which I've been doing. But I can't be distracted because the fuck? Distractions only cost me time. They cost me peace of mind. They cost me my sanity. So do you regret it? Or are you full of regret? No. It's a waste. I should not be outsourcing. I should be insourcing, not outsourcing. Nothing comes from outsourcing. At least not in my estimation. It's like less time and energy and effort. And sure, you click and connect and whatever. And then, I don't know. Just been reading stuff about how mental health issues are quite prominent in a certain age group and a certain gender and certain locations and etc. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the paradigm of mental health. I'm not the mental health poster boy, but that seems like the common thread more so than anything with people that I've dated or started to get to know is mental health issues. And before I have to pause for a minute, I watched Jordan Peele's Get Out last night, and be goddamned if that wasn't a cautionary tale. I mean, it's a great piece of writing, a great screenplay, a great movie that I'll still watch on occasion. Because tonight I'm watching Us. They're doing some drive-in cinema Black History Month type thing at the County Coliseum where people pay $25 to drive in and watch a movie that's already been out for a while. So I own Us. I own Get Out. And I watched Get Out last night. I'm going to watch Us today and also The Hate U Give. The Hate U Give, I feel like I watched some of it. I guess it was based on a young adult book, but I saw some of it on HBO a while back and I was aware of the movie when I was at work. So I'm going to watch those because just to show myself, like, okay, you don't have to pay $25 to drive your car to the parking lot of the Coliseum to watch a movie that you could check out at the library for free, which I did, or that I already just owned. So I'll have my own drive-in cinema and I have fresh popcorn to pop and I'll still do that. I think this is my new routine, is avoiding human beings physically whenever I can. But also, what else did I check out? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia seasons 3 and 4, a wrestling DVD, and I believe, before I run out of time here, I have to go check before I review my bullet points. Right. Elimination Chamber. Oh yeah, it was just fucking four DVDs in a CD, I think it was. So I'll be back shortly. I'll take a quick station break, as they used to say in fifth grade. And I'll come back. Whoops. Drop my post-its. I'm the most prepared podcast ever, and you love listening to it. Still, fuck you in the mode. Mushroom haircut. Fuck I. Gunt. Fuck I. Paunch. Bizniach. But anyway, I will return. I love everybody else, except for fuck I. Except for Edna Mode. Fuck her. But I will return. I'll play a little ditty and I'll come back through the magic of editing. Just give me 1 second. Un rato. Be right back.
Your mothers, women, listen to your mothers. Don't just succumb to the wishes of your brothers. Take a step back, take a look at one another. You need to know the difference between a father and a lover. Women, listen to your mothers. Don't just succumb to the wishes of your brothers. Take a step back, take a look at one another. You need to know the difference between a father and a lover. Women, listen to your mothers. Don't just succumb to the wishes of your brothers. Take a step back, take a look at one another. You need to know the difference.
And we're back with part two. And you should fucking listen to Meg White. I mean, she was married and divorced. And in a band with her ex-husband, so. Listen to Meg. Take a step back. So, I reorganized more post-its. Just, that's the sound of my little work chair here. What should I talk about now? What should I talk about? What was I talking about now? Let's see here. Oh, I cleaned the microphone cover, finally. I was able to lint roll it, so now it's fresh and clean. And it won't exacerbate my allergies by attracting fucking dust. And dust particles. So, it's the cleanest podcast you'll ever hear. So, all this week is full moon, because it's the end of the month, so I'll be able to enjoy a couple evenings of walking by the pale moonlight. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? You know where that's from. But yeah, walking in the moonlight is pretty great. I'll be walking in the moonlight with you. Another reference. Oh yeah, I should. This isn't the big news that I want to reveal at the end, but I will start off with further updates or further developments. She said yes, y'all. She said yes. So, in a previous episode, I said, or I put out an invitation or a challenge to Ruby May to do this podcast or do a podcast with me. Either I'll do it on hers or she'll do it on mine, or it may not ever happen. Who knows? Because I just deleted my, embarrassingly, I had to get TikTok in order to make this happen. And no one's more embarrassed about it than me, because TikTok is for fucking kids. But I used it to make contact with the host of ASWM, Ruby May. But she said yes, y'alls. She said yes. So, by the way, I also hate saying y'alls or you guys, addressing the listener that way. But gotta do it. So I don't know. Maybe she'll Zoom it. If she finds out that this podcast is the antithesis or the anti-hero to whatever her podcast is like, then she may think twice. But if she's never heard it, good. I mean, it's like, I don't think I really trashed it. It's, well, I was, and I've been listening to the newest episode that she put out, I guess the 30 episode celebration, but she's maintained more cliches like, say what you mean, mean what you say, and time heals all wounds, and it is what it is, and blah, blah, blah. I hate all those fucking cliches, but I will say, I'll stick to my guns. I've said exactly my opinions on that podcast, and I have a little bit more. I did some searching on Anchor and other podcast platforms for the search word slut. And goddamn, did I get some fucking hits. At least on Anchor, there's a shitload of podcasts with the word slut on them. And then it breaks it down by episode and everything like that. By the way, thank you everyone for still listening. If you have still listened, except for Edna Mode, she can go fuck herself. But fuck I. Baron's Paunch. Baron's Paunchy Girls. GFY. Anyway, fuck Ohio. I'll never go to Ohio. You never hear people, oh, I'm going to move to Ohio. No, people move out of Ohio. Enough said. And I do have family that live there, so it's not the greatest place to be. I would never fucking go visit there. But anyway, there goes the Ohio listenership. Man, who gives a fuck? Ohio. I know it's just Edna Mode out there, but whatever. I digress. So anyway, I did a search on Anchor for used the search word for slut, and fuck, there's a shit ton. Of course, most of the ones that come up first are abandoned podcasts or ones that did like a little pilot teaser for what it was going to be for a couple minutes, and then the actual episode was like 20 minutes, and then they gave up and nothing else. And this was like one, for example, was this, it was a girl, obviously. She sounded not attractive or thin. That's what I could gather from the voice, but they were talking about polyamory and the sexual awakening and a fucking BDSM and all this shit that I'm like, okay, so you're teasing all this and you're like, I'll delve more into my sexual epiphany. And this was back in July when they recorded this, and then nothing. The feed's dead, so what a fucking, what a waste. What a waste of storage. And incidentally, there's a shit ton of podcasts with the word slut in the title, but if you do a search for mine, it doesn't even show up on the fucking search engine, so I'm the ghost in the machine, motherfuckers. And this is El Paso's best motherfucking podcast, in case you had any doubts. In case you had any doubts, and I don't go by TikTok followers or Instagram followers or listeners. Though I do always posit, anyone have any questions or concerns, send those in to the proper channels, to the show email. I mean, this isn't an advice show, and most of these fucking slut pods are slut casts. Trademark, copyright, patent pending me. Roaming Reigns, LLC 2021. But anyway, any of these fucking slut casts, they're like, oh, I'll give advice, I'll give explanations, I'll give tips. Who in the fuck is taking tips from these people? And I'm not being a high and mighty motherfucker, being like, well, I'm a saint. I'm not a, you're a sinner, you're going to hell. I don't give a fuck about that. Just, why are you going to poison and try to infect the fucking zeitgeist with your tips on being more promiscuous or how to please her? Who gives a fuck? If you're one of these fucking losers that needs to ask questions about how to have consistent sex, this, by the way, is paraphrased from the episode of ASWM, where motherfuckers, followers, I should say, TikTok followers and Instagram followers, are writing in to Ruby Mae to ask for advice. Who in the fuck would take advice from a 20-year-old girl? I'm just saying. Or also boast that older people are coming to her for advice. I mean, if you've heard most of the catalog, which I doubt anyone has, she doesn't really have her head on straight or doesn't really have shit figured out. A very curious, a very chatty, a very debate-friendly type of person, and of course she loves the facts, but really, who's going to go to advice to a girl that has her situation? I wouldn't. I would respectfully and kindly say, respectfully decline to take advice from you. Don't take offense. But if you say something like that to girls nowadays, they'll be like triggered. Like, whoa, why are you shaming me? And why aren't you listening to me? Ugh, it's so exhausting. It's so boring. Oh yeah, by the way, I know I lost listeners, and so what? I guess it was a package deal, like to get more listeners, I'd have to bring on the package deal, and then of course to be content with myself and happy and relaxed and focusing on the health and happiness and well-being of my family, I'd have to lose listeners. So it's a wax and wane. It's a fucking swing of the pendulum when the listeners come and go, but here I be. The conversations have gotten a little bit better, a little bit brighter. I've had more time to read and focus and be introspective and not have to waste time on TikTok, which again, I deleted as soon as I made contact, but she said yes. She made a video in response to it, other than the other requests that she gets for her OnlyFans and again, OnlyFats, because that's... I say the fucking Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious over there. Most of the willing and able participants and creators of OnlyFans are fat women, so no thanks. I do have a friend that is a sex worker of sorts. She's really cool and chill. I mean, this is where we diverge in opinion. She's like, oh, you need to support sex workers because they're the ones that OnlyFans is taking advantage of them and taking a percentage, and now that celebrities are doing OnlyFans, who gives a fuck if Cardi B's on OnlyFans? Fuck Cardi B too. And fuck her stupid WAP. Or actually, I would not, but... So because celebrities come in and take advantage of OnlyFans, then this is a problem for all you other motherfuckers, and maybe think about getting into a different line of work like the rest of us. Just an idea. Again, and I posited this to my friend, that there is free content out there, and you don't really need to pay for this type of shit. Which, by the way, this is another concern of mine with Ruby Mays. She mentions she has an OnlyFans and also has her boyfriend on, and the boyfriend knows she has an OnlyFans and he's okay with it. That is mind-boggling to me. Like, how in the fuck would you allow this? Or I would actually not allow her, who gives a fuck, because women are going to do whatever the fuck they want, but how do you allow yourself to be around that and poison yourself by being with somebody who you probably don't get any respect from if they're doing that while they're with you? I'm just saying. Again, I'm not on my high horse. I don't give a fuck what she does or doesn't do. But if I was in this poor guy's shoes, there's so many strikes and so many red flags. It's like, okay, I'm not gonna... It's like, why would you deal with this shit, really? Out of a fucking billion women that are out there, why would you deal with that? And it's a question that I come back to time and time again. It's like, why do I deal with this bullshit if there's a billion fucking women all around and I have to outsource madness, which I don't. I don't abide it. Madness wrapped up in a pretty little bow is still madness. So what did they say about Harley Quinn and Suicide Squad, the shitty one? They said that's a whole lot of pretty and a whole lot of crazy. So Harley Quinn's fucking gorgeous, but she's fucking insane. So there's a lot of Harley Quinns out there. A lot. Ain't got time for that shit. Ain't got time for that bullshit. But yeah, so why would you be dating somebody that's on OnlyFans? Oh, because my boyfriend's supportive and blah, blah, blah. Is he? Is he? Or does he just not have the balls to tell you, like, you know what? This is done. You want to be a content creator, then go ahead. Go sell your gash on the internet and make money. But, you know, I'll keep my dignity and self-respect. By the way, I saw this news snippet about this mom out in California whose fucking kids got kicked out of Catholic school because the idiot has an OnlyFans and the school found out about it. Well, of course, it's a fucking private school. Of course, it's a Catholic private school, so they're going to have their standards and opinions with regards to this. It's a morality thing. So, also, the weird thing is the husband is the one fucking taking her pictures and shit, so he's a willing participant. So they split. Doubtful that they'll split the income or the revenue from OnlyFans down the middle. Doubtful. The husband can be replaced by a fucking tripod, so... Even if he wasn't, I doubt they would split the costs or split the profits, I should say. But I'm kind of glad that I read that story and that it said what it said, because it should be a fucking wake-up call. Like, lady, if your dumbass is on OnlyFans and it's a public platform and the parents find out about it, kids are going to find out about it. Your kids are going to be bullied because of your shitty fucking life choices. So let's maybe not do that. And of course, I'll get backlash about it. But no, they deserve to live their good life or their best life. Yeah, live your best life, but don't fucking flash it in front of people's faces. Nobody gives a shit. And hey, guys, my OnlyFans on sale. I got a discount, you know, for the next 5 minutes, blah, blah, blah. That's not a hustle. That's the bare fucking minimum. You could literally make more working a real job, which, by the way, tax season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen, and Uncle Sam has come to collect. Fun times. I hope they tax the shit out of OnlyFans creators, by the way. They should. Claiming they make a shit ton of money, well, I hope your money's worth it. I hope it's worth you having your fucking kids at home from Catholic school embarrassed as shit. I would be. I would be like, if you're going to do that shit, if that bullshit was in the family, God forbid, I would distance myself. I'd be like, I don't fucking know you. You know? Fucking embarrassing. It'll be a blemish. More than this podcast and the sincere words that I speak. More than this type of blemish, like a fucking OnlyFans. Anyone in my family, extended family, does that shit, distance myself. I mean, I'm already not that close to the rest of the extended family, but the OnlyFans bullshit would probably be the nail in the coffin, so. But enjoy your sexual awakening and your freedoms and my fifis and your feelings, okay? Fine. Have your sexual epiphany for money. That's all it is. It's selling yourself for money. I think there's a word for that. Selling your body for that. I think there's a word. It hasn't come to me yet. Oh, the podcast merch. The ASWM podcast merch. Fanny pack, face mask, weird shirts. I get it. It's called the hustle. I gotta hustle more. Oh, and Ruby May, by the way, is a student of psychology, so that's gonna be fun. Listening to this regurgitation of facts about psychology class and attachment, secure and insecure attachment patterns in development and childhood development. So fucking boring. I already took all that. I don't need to hear that shit. It seems as though there is no real independent thought in a mind like that. It's either all, oh, this is what my mom used to believe, or this is what my teacher used to believe, or this is what my friends believe, so this is my moral compass will just be patterned after other people, not my own. I don't know. If I was like a gigolo or a tomcat or a fucking player with morals, how would that be? Would I not be scrutinized for the body count? Me personally, I don't give a fuck how many people you fucked. Other than don't give me a fucking STD, so I'd rather err on the side of no thanks. But yeah, touting the conquests, being like Stan Lee or Wilt Chamberlain, not really that impressive to me. When I could do the same, be like, I've been with this many partners and don't judge me and, you know, don't encroach on my sexual freedoms and blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't. Why the fuck would I? Why would I take advice or tips from somebody who is, you know, barely hanging on? I don't know. It's like dating advice. But all my followers depend on me. All my listeners depend on me for help and advice, and that keeps it real. Real fucking weird and crazy. I don't know. Oh, crazy is another word you can't say. You can't call a girl crazy because she'll go fucking crazy. I don't know. If I lose followers, who cares? If Edna Mode falls the fuck off, good. Still, fuck you, Edna Mode. Darling, Edna Mode. Fuck I. Paunch. Try and hide your paunch. Try. Maybe start wearing sweaters. I don't know. Just a brief interlude. So Edna Mode refers to me as a bridge burner or a people burner. If Edna Mode was immolating in the street and calling out for help, and I had a full bladder, I would not put her out at all. Because, you know, apparently I'm a people burner. Apparently I'm used as an adjective. It's like, oh, this is the female version of a people burner. I don't know if I people burn more than distance myself from people. You call it alienation, I call it distancing myself. I gotta take care of my sanity, so fuck you, Edna Mode. But what's on the horizon for me? Well, AEW Revolution, a barbed wire match between Jon Moxley, whose shirt I'm currently wearing, against Kenny Omega. And if you don't care about wrestling, fine. Well, I do. I care about fucking wrestling. I care about continuing a new yoga practice for March. Care about my dad's birthday next month. Care about my brother's birthday this month. Maybe I'll finally do the Saw Marathon. I think I'll do that. since what's AU's fucking imploded. By the way, it's nice and fresh up here in the bunker. It's been warm the last couple days, but no, it's fine. Every time I mention to somebody I have a podcast, they're like, what's your podcast? I want to listen. And then they listen, and then the switch flips off in their head. Or they think they know me, but this is only the tip. The tip of Texas. The tip of the spear. The tip of the tripod. The tip of the iceberg. But presume and assume. Continue with your assumptions. See where they lead you. This is, I guess, the most amusing part of my podcast is where is this arc going to lead if you listen to the first episode and you listen to now. Like, he's gone from point A to point fucking Z and beyond. Well, I'm still alive. I'm still here. Still trying to exist. Still trying to live. I did enjoy the ending of The Road. It was a little bleak, but it ended on a good note, surprisingly. So now I can't wait to watch the Viggo Mortensen movie. Probably watch it tomorrow or sometime later on. I gotta watch the Black History movies. And Get Out was a cautionary tale. It's the white girls will get you. As is the joke with Little Rel, the friend, the Daniel Kaluuya character's friend, the TSA guy. When he goes to the detectives to tell him that his friend Chris has been missing or kidnapped by his white girlfriend and her fucking psycho mind fucking family. But they joke about the white girls getting you. That's true. It is. Just say that it's a cautionary tale. I mean, that movie could very well have been about any other race. It could have been about Mexicans or whoever, but of course it's Jordan Peele, so you appreciate it. A good story, a good idea like that. And it dovetailed nicely into us, so hopefully he's working on a new script, new movie. I haven't seen his Twilight Zone stuff, but imagine if you will. That's a homie. He does, I think it's Dan Gentz, still does the Twilight Zone pod. Alex's brother Victor still does Chill Shivers and Goosebumps. Lodondo and Lombardozzi still do fucking The Hoof, the sister podcast to this podcast. My podcast I nicknamed The Paw. Dave Weimer, Cult of Dave podcast. Do you want to do my podcast? Do you want to come overseas? Do you want to do a Zoom meetings? Do you want to do Google meetings to the podcast? No thanks. Toast M'lady with my friend Julie Golis and BS Bitches with my friend Jess and Robin. Who else? Oh, ASWM, Ruby May. And of course, up north to our neighbors in the north in Canada at our worst. If they were to bring it back, that would be cool. But, you know, everybody's being modest. Everybody's like, no, I have to protect my integrity and I have to protect who I am. Well, you tell everybody your story enough, it's bound to enter the zeitgeist of the collective mass consciousness. But back to Earth. Well, here I am. I'm probably going to edit this in a couple minutes and put it up and delight your day when you listen. And if you're still listening, thank you. And if you gave up listening, that's okay too. Because I'm not stopping. I feel a lot better now talking without worrying about, God, who's going to listen? Or what are they going to say? Or am I going to hear clap back? You know how to find me. You know how to get in touch with me. You know how to clap back. Eh, fuck, it's going to be windy today. I feel the wind. Maybe I won't walk today. I don't know. I'll try. I can't not go walk for my sanity. Wind or no fucking wind. By the way, people that wash their cars here, what a waste of time. And so, unless they have a garage, but if they don't, it's a waste of time. Cars get dirty. I do try and keep mine clean, but it's just impossible with the bipolar weather changes around here. Hopefully your state, your city, your location has thawed out too, since spring is approaching. Beware the Ides of March. March is coming too. My favorite month. Green month. Green everything. All fucking day. All greener day. But tell us more about your introspection. Tell us more about your Ruby May interview. Well, if I do get a chance to do a podcast with this chick, I guess he'll beat me. I can't not beat me. I mean, she's doing podcasts with, she's going to fucking Houston from wherever the fuck she is. I think Dallas or whatever. And try to do a snore. Okay. To talk to like a Joel Osteen fucking couple, like a fucking church couple or whatever. And I don't get the whole bit about like drinking while recording. You don't have to drink. You don't have to smoke. I mean, I don't. Does it help? It makes you less cogent, less coherent. I mean, I'm already coherent enough on caffeine. Imagine if I was drunk podcasting or fucking podcasting high. I'd be like, hey, what's up, dudes? And then just knock out. I feel like I'm better at this sober, and the fucking wind's coming. So ironic that just within 5 minutes of me concluding this episode, the weather is turning to shit. So fucking wind makes the walls of the bunker creak. See, you can hear it. What would you ask Ruby Man? Like, are you concerned about your daughters listening, and what will they think? What will they say? Or do you want them to listen and see that side of you? I mean, I guess you could have that conversation with them as they get older, but they're old enough to listen and be aware of things. But I don't know. If I'm a mom, and I'm talking about all my, you know, failed sexual proclivities and hookups and, you know, leaving a booty call unsatisfied, and then one day my daughters catch wind of this and they listen, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? I mean, do I have the same notion in my head, like recording and then thinking my nieces are going to find this one day? What are they going to think? Well, if they find this, they'll know that their uncle loves them, and everything he does is to make sure that they're cared for, provided for, happy, as humanly possible as we can make them happy. So I'm not saying down with all women or boo all women or fuck the matriarchy. There's enough people out there saying fuck the patriarchy, though. Like Madonna's fucking crazy ass, her loopy 70-year-old ass. But as much as you try to peg me for a woman hater, I'm not. I'm an equal opportunity hater, but I don't fill my heart with hate. Just Edna Mode. She can go fuck herself. But over there in Columbus, Ohio, definitely go fuck yourself. Oh, and howdy to the listener in Washington, whoever they may be, wherever they may roam. Get it? Wink. Or I get sued by Metallica. I was thinking about doing this as a Spotify exclusive episode, but I thought better about it. If I put it on Spotify, nobody's going to bother to go listen, so I got to put this out there in the ether. It's going to be 1D. I'm going to watch some movies. I'm going to edit this, put it up, slip on the editing sock. And I'm sure the ruminations portion of this podcast, Ruminations 2.0, which was suggested to me by somebody, Ruminations, the Rumination Hour continues, and I still love everybody. I still appreciate everybody for listening. Those that do, if you gave up, if you come back, if you revisit, tell a friend, send in a voice message. There's a voice message link. There's a voice message link on this podcast description. I love you guys. Get your shots. Get both your shots. Still wear a mask. Still get away from people. I should give you the big news. The big news is coming. The big news is that I love you guys. This is El Paso's best motherfucking podcast. I'm going to time it so that I can give you the big news and then sign out, but it'll be a bombshell. AW Revolution, also John Moxley versus Kenta was earlier, so yeah. Here we go. This is El Paso's best motherfucking podcast, undisputed, bar none. Ruby May, you're welcome on this program. Be glad to do ASWM. And we shall see. Maybe there'll be a crossover event. Who knows? What's the big news? What are you talking about? What happened? What are you going to talk about? The big news? What is the big news? Okay, the big news is I got laid, everybody. I got laid. I got laid. I got laid off. Laters.